Arlene, thank you for being on the show. Greatly appreciate that. I had an opportunity to look at your website, and very impressive company. I have not heard of you before, and that may be because of where I live. The picture of Monticello's, to me, kind of said it all. But what's the story of the company? As you take us from 1939 to now, a company that can survive the Depression, World War II, and all the things that have happened, there's got to be something unique about them.
Well, hi, Bill. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate that. We are 80 years old this year, and we're really excited to be celebrating 80 years. We started in 1939 with our first project, which was Kenwood, which is where Thomas Jefferson's Presidential Library is currently housed. During World War II, we actually didn't operate, so we closed down during that time. And after World War II, we did a lot of residential building, and we built many of the most iconic things in Charlottesville through those years. We did many high-end estates, and including Cherry Hill and Shack Mountain and projects kind of like along that scale.
Yes.
And then in the 1950s, we started to move more towards commercial work. And so how a company gets to be 80 years is that we've had many rebirths over the years. We've had to change with the times, and we've had to kind of think about things in a new way. So our founding values are pioneering, honorable, and professional. And where that comes in, the pioneering piece is so crucial because we're constantly looking on how to improve things and how to take things in a different direction and how to do better tomorrow than we did yesterday. So while our legacy is pretty incredible, it's tomorrow that we're excited about.
Excellent, excellent. Because as I looked at the website, I could see that you've got actually six lines of business, and this pioneering explains it.
It does. So during the 1990s and through that recession, prior to that, we self-performed all of our own work. We had incredible craftsmen. We really dominated the area with talent. And through that recession, GCs stopped self-performing their own work. It was as much a matter of mitigating risk and being in a smaller market. One thing that happened with the change in our structure was it gave us more opportunities to work on the same projects. And so each of our subsidiaries is focused on a different portion of the marketplace, and they have different touch points. And so our trade contractors work more in the institutional state projects, although they do private work as well. And our GC is almost fully in the private sector. And then we also have our facilities management company works on kind of the after managing projects, managing buildings. So we kind of hit the tail end. We're structured, so we do the entire life cycle of a building. And clients can come to us at any point in that cycle, and we can take care of them.
That's excellent. And my reading of that would be is that each one of those businesses are very different to run, and you couldn't run them under one heading. You had to take a totally different approach to each one of those. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. Since they're all in different markets, they all function differently. They all have different target clients. They very much are independent and require a different thought process to help each of them succeed.
Well, that's a good point for any entrepreneur out there as you grow your company, is that you're going to find that maybe you don't start other companies, but you're taking a look at creating new lines of business because running one business is different than running the other, and you can't make it fit. Next question is probably the most important question that I always ask a business owner, entrepreneur. And that is about your secret sauce, is that what makes you unique? When I compare you guys to the competition, why would I buy from you over anybody else?
So I think my late husband summed it up very well in these words. In his words, he says that we believe every project is a self-portrait of the people who built it. We autograph our work with diligent effort, determination, pride, and excellence. We are committed to providing our clients with the highest level of construction services in Central Virginia in a culture of continuous improvement. That strives for excellence through our founding values of pioneering, honorable, and professional. So from everything we do, we put clients first, we put our employees first, and we want the best. You know, we live in this community. We live with the people that we are building for. We are going to the same churches. We're going to the same schools. And we're building the places that all of these lives are going to happen in. And so we want to be part of that. And we are part of that. And that's why it's important to us.
That's incredible, because I love that idea of each piece of work is a portrait of the company as well as the people who did the work. And that really helps build a lot of ownership in an industry that has a lot of fly-by-night people, not only companies, but employees. A lot of people are, you know, they're warm bodies. They're viewed as warm bodies by the company. And then they view themselves that way. Some here today, gone tomorrow. I'm sure that's not the prevailing thought there.
It's not. And we actually have three employees that have been with us for over 45 years, if you can imagine that.
Oh, no, I definitely can. You build the type of company, you know, you get the people for whom you can build a company around, because without them, you couldn't do this.
Exactly.
And so you did something really positive as a business to attract the right people to you. So as I look at R.E. Lee and Son as an organization, what's maybe the one story that you could tell that would say it all? In other words, if I was going to cut a commercial about your company and use a story, a true story, what would I tell?
So I would, I'm not thinking of one specific story, but what I am thinking about is the resilience that we have as an organization. We have four generations right now that have worked together, that have acted as a bridge for each other to move forward, to prepare for tomorrow. Our philosophy is very much about planting seeds and helping those seeds to grow into something really incredible. Right now in the industry, there's a tremendous workforce shortage. This is not a secret. It's the hot topic of the day. And we're addressing it differently than a lot of other companies are. One thing that I did last year was I started the Christopher E. Lee Young Leaders Program. And that's geared specifically towards some of our younger employees, both in the field and in the office, to help them develop the leadership skills that they're going to need to take the reins one day. And unfortunately, with so many boomers retiring, Gen X left the industry during the recession, millennials are going to be running the show much sooner than we expect. So I want to make sure that we're ready for that.
Going to say that's excellent, and not only is that a great recruiting tool, because the millennials would like to have the boomers out of the way and go, hey, it's my turn.
Exactly. Well, there are a few of us Xers still holding down the fort. So. And then the other thing is talking about planting seeds. We believe that leadership happens at all levels, and one way that we are going to lean into that as well is that we are starting an apprenticeship program this summer. The need is so dramatic, and the desire of individuals to come into the program is so great. I mean, I'm expecting a 10 or 15% acceptance rate into our program. And I hope it's something that as a whole community that we can get our heads around, providing better training and better opportunities, because the need is really there.
Now, is this with internal people, or are you using this as an attraction tool to bring people from outside the industry in?
So I think it's a little bit of both. Many of our applicants are new to the industry. We have staged our program to be three different levels. So this year we're taking applicants for the entry-level positions, although many of the people applying are a higher level than that. So we'll have to evaluate, you know, how they'll fit in and what will work. Next year we'll be starting our second level where they're able to differentiate into different trades. So it'll be a tiered approach, but for the most part, there'll be new people in the industry.
Excellent, excellent. So, Arlene, in the last couple of seconds here, how do people get a hold of you, both as customers, but I suspect there are other business people out there listening to your program for development and leadership going, I need to start something like that. How do they get a hold of you?
So they can come to our website at releecommunity.com or R.E. Lee and Son's website, which is reelee.build. And contact us through our website.
Okay, and I'll put that on our website so that people can follow up from the show, because we also put up the podcasts. I greatly appreciate you taking the time. I know you're busy, and thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.